Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Hey, hey.
Big Money Banks in the building.
Which one of us is that?
Why you sound sleepy?
Do I?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's unfortunate. Maybe that's your phone, because I'm like wide awake. I've been up forever.
Nah, nigga, that's your tone. you sound like you can talk, but your abusive boyfriend is in the bedroom, and if you wake him, that's your ass.
Why are you always so descriptive?
That's what you sound like.
Get out of here. I'm speaking to you from the closet.
Legit. I'm just saying. You in the booth? You in the studio?
Mm-hmm. I'm in the closet. You know how we used to do.
You recording at the library.
We was recording. Yo, is that better?
Hell yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. He must have woke up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's, your ass is grass.
That's not funny, Beth. What's wrong with you?
Hey, why people say that? What does that mean? Your ass is grass.
I have no idea.
Like, what does that even mean?
That's hilarious. Yeah, we're going to have to look into what that means. But yo, episode 14, before we forget to say it.
Man, these people can count.
Listen, we didn't say episode 13 until 30 minutes in.
Yeah, but they could count. Listen, if they can't count to 13, again, they don't need to be listening to us, because everything we say gonna go right over their heads.
Here you go. Here you go. Listen, don't listen to Bess. I don't care if you can count or not. As long as you can listen. As long as you can hear, you good with me, too. Tap in.
We accept all GPAs.
Don't be discouraged by Bess nonsense.
My bad. My fault.
Listen, so what's been up, man?
Shoot, not no cheeks. I ain't been into nothing, dude. I'm telling you, I'm still following this trial, dude. So the defense, they opened their case, the way they called their first witness yesterday, and today they're resting. Like, I've never seen a defense so short. These niggas know that they lost. Like, they waving the white flag.
Hell yeah. They said, you know what? We need a little break.
Right. You know what? He in there sweating. Your Honor, we're going to change our plea. We're going to plead guilty because this some bull. Yeah, man. But yeah, I just been watching the trial and what else, man? Homework. Shoot. You know, doing some medical terminology. Growing my brain size. That's all. Shoot.
And your beard.
And my beard. Beard gang is on 12. You know what it is.
Oh.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shoot. I don't know. Living, man. Living.
Y'all hear that in my background? Y'all hear that? Nothing.
Hell no. Nah. Look, she got the furnace off. She got the AC off. She don't know how to feel.
Okay, furnace off, kids sleep, my kids gone.
Where Ace at though? His ass about to be barking as soon as the mailman come around.
Why you gotta go there?
I'm just saying.
He sleep for the time being.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to zap his ass if he get out of here.
You gave him a Benadryl?
Hell yeah, gave him a little melatonin. Right. A little melatonin gummy.
Right.
Put his I'm ass just playing, on. Y'all. I ain't drug my dog. He right here.
Put his ass
He just
out.
Crying for the... For the time.
That's what's up, man.
Oh, man, my week was cool. I didn't do much work.
Work. Why?
You see me, Abby? Nah, I ain't been doing much working. And what happened last weekend? Last weekend was chill. I had a few events to go to. I feel like I always got somewhere to go.
What kind of
You know me,
events?
man. My friend had a one friend had a baby shower, the other one had a gender reveal. And then
Oh
what else?
hell. Wait,
What else
what
did I
they
do?
having? They having a boy?
Daisy having a boy. She was super geeked.
Daisy pregnant?
Yes, I told you
Bess, you
this.
never told me Daisy was pregnant.
Yeah, she having a boy.
What the
It's
hell?
just real.
Wait, so that's good, right? 'Cause she already got a girl.
Right, she was like stupid excited. Like this was probably the cutest reveal I've ever
Wait,
seen.
nigga, I didn't even know she was involved. You made it seem like she was out here on her independent woman-ish.
Yeah,
Like,
she had a little dude. She had a
okay.
little dude for a little bit.
Building the fam. That's what's up, man. Yeah, I definitely didn't. Yeah, I mean, because, and you talk about her often because, you know, she's always getting into something or y'all always doing something, but you never said she was with child while she was busting these moves. That's crazy. How far along
Yep.
is she?
She not that far along. She yeah, 'cause remember you said we was talking about like how soon you can find out the gender or whatever.
I ain't know you was talking about
I
Daisy, though.
okay, see. Okay. That was the disconnect.
I think you just might have
Maybe
mentioned
that was
having
my
one.
sleepy tone or something.
Nah, you might have just mentioned like having a gender reveal or whatever,
Oh, okay, yeah.
but not saying who.
But
That's cool, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, so shout out to D having his boy.
Yeah.
I want a girl, but it's not gonna happen. So I'm gonna live vicariously through somebody else.
I mean, you never know.
It
You never know.
is not
I keep
happening.
having dreams about it, man. I'm nervous.
Not
Wake up in cold sweats.
Listen, you just said you ain't getting no cheeks, so
Oh yeah, you're right. I guess we gotta
you
get
gonna be
cheeks
the
to have a
virgin. You
baby.
gonna be
That's real.
exactly. I'd to be the Virgin Mary all over
Oh
again.
my mom. I don't know how she did it. She was probably all types of confused. What the hell? And you know what? Joseph is a good man, because
Oh my
ain't no
God.
way she convincing me that she ain't moonlighted on the side. 'Cause how you pregnant but you ain't been with nobody? Get the hell out of here. Like, come on, man. Who gonna believe that? That's why that had to happen back in the day. 'Cause if that happened in 2021, man, ain't no niggas going for that. Nah, ho. I knew it. It was my cousin Craig, wasn't it? Like,
Oh
man.
my God. Now I'm like, why I gotta be the cousin Craig though?
Because, man, they listen, dudes got intuition too, man. It ain't as strong as y'all's, but we got it.
Why I gotta be his cousin though? Like of all people, your cousin.
Bess, what did old boy tell me? It'd be your fam, man. It'd be what he tell me.
If y'all don't remember that story, that was one for the books, man.
That's a
Ooh-wee.
callback to
What
I don't remember
episode was
what episode it
that?
was. It wasn't the heated episode, was it? I think it was. Was that
No.
wasn't all the same episode?
I don't think
I don't
so.
know. I feel like it was like episode 8 or something
I
around
was
that,
just about to say, I think it's episode 8.
where I was telling a story about finding old girl, or oh no, old girl's dude at the bowling alley with another chick, and we got into a discussion on like if y'all would say something or not. And old boy hit me up in my DM talking about, man, it'd be your fam, man. Like, nigga, I ain't never met you in my life. We ain't family. Like, what you talking about? And he had her convinced that me and him is cousins.
And y'all was
Like,
in cahoots.
I'm like, nigga, you might be stupid, but I ain't falling for the okie doke. This nigga really convinced you that we was blood? That's what he said. It'd be your own blood. Like, oh my gosh.
I don't know that fool.
Like, come on, dog. Both they asses is blocked.
Legit, because who has the time?
Not I. Anyway,
So
man.
listen, it's been a crazy week, as far as like as far as celebrities go, they just been out here wowing.
Oh yeah, what's been going on?
Listen, so first of all, Kid Cudi was on Saturday Night Live in a damn spring dress.
Was he?
Beth,
Really?
Beth, please look it up right now. This man was on Saturday Night Live performing in a spring slash summer spaghetti strap white flowered dress.
Oh
Oh no, it's fucking
why
white.
he
Because what
why he look
is
like
going
why
on?
he look like the lady on the Sound of Music?
Bess, why does he look like he just left a picnic?
Oh no. Wait, so what did
with his boo.
So what was he saying about it?
I don't even know what he said. First of all, what can you say? That's what I
See, that's the thing, know. Man. And I know a lot of people gonna get on me for this, but I have never been a Cuddy fan. Everybody is in love with Cuddy, and I'm just like, eh, he cool. He got a song here and there for me personally.
Day and night, that was it for you?
The ball stops there, pretty much.
Damn.
Yeah.
I already knew.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it.
So Kid Cudi has some issues. Like, he has some mental issues.
So what's up? See, and that's the thing, man. Why do people... I understand that. I understand that. However, where's your publicist? Where's your manager? Where's your agent? Where's your damn mama? Where's your best friend? Where's your lady? Somebody should have said no. No.
Yeah, he got on his kicks with the dress. Y'all, oh my
Somebody should have said, sir, you ain't a leader of the LGBABCD community.
Hey, hey, hey.
What?
We're not going to do that again.
What statement are you making? What are you... I don't understand. And this is what people are saying, you know? But whatever. Day and night.
We are not going to call them that.
That's what they are.
You didn't upset some folks. We got a lot of LGBTQ plus people that listen. Don't do that.
Listen. Listen.
No.
Listen. They got to listen. If they want equal rights, they got to develop tough skin just like black people had to. So, listen. Y'all want to be equal? Y'all can equally get talked about.
What kind of logic?
This ain't no I'm not discriminating. I'll be the first to say I ain't got nothing against them. I'm just saying, like, come on now. We all equal, right? Okay then. Well, everybody get talked about. White, Asian, Hispanic, black, everybody get talked about. So y'all ain't in the innocent. Y'all can't be sensitive.
I just want to know what was the reason.
That's all I'm saying.
In my Cardi voice, what was the reason?
Yeah.
What was it? And it's not even a cute dress at that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude.
Yeah, I just want to know what the reason was.
He got the spaghetti strap floral pattern. I don't know what this is.
It's long, it flare at the bottom.
Right.
I have no idea.
It does nothing.
I just want to know what the reason was. It does nothing for his
figure. It does nothing for his eyes. It does nothing for his figure. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It looks like it's hard to breathe. I don't know.
Exactly. Like, I just, and then you threw on a gym shoe. What was the reason?
Another thing is, like, and this is even going back to Caitlyn Jenner. Beauty is pain. I think every woman would agree with that. Beauty is uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
So why would you want to subject yourself to that? I would never want to cross dress. Even if I was born feeling like, oh, I was the wrong gender, I would be a butch ass girl then, like, at least dress wise, because none of the stuff that y'all wear looks comfortable. Legit, maybe sundresses because it's flowy, they tend to be kind of loose but still form-fitting in a sense. They're usually light, you can breathe, you know what I'm saying? But as far as past that, women's clothes does not look comfortable. So I don't get that whole cross-dressing thing. And now, you can feel beautiful as a man. You know what I'm saying? You get a nice little haircut. You know, you work out, put some baby oil on, fresh out the shower, your muscles glistening. You beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So I can't do it, man. I can't do it. It's hard being a woman just from an outside perspective. You know what I'm saying? I could tell. I wouldn't want to volunteer or sign up for that.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, it works for somebody. Somebody.
Oh, definitely. Stay, you know? Yeah, I mean, that's just my opinion. That ain't fact, you know? That's just my take on it. You know? Hey.
Kid Cudi, if you're listening now.
Oh, right?
Just, what's the reason? That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, man. Anyway, what else? Who else? Who else?
I got? Right. Moving forward, your boy Usher.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga was at the strip club throwing money with his picture on.
Oh, he was at the strip doing that.
Best.
Okay.
This was literally celebrity wild out week, because what the hell is going on? First of all, this is the most arrogant shit I've ever heard of. This is some Kanye shit. Like, nigga, who do you think you are?
You know what
is going
what's
on?
Interesting to me. This is what's interesting to me. A lot of celebrities, we as we get older, we do realize that these are regular people. And as much as they want to be viewed as and seen as like regular people, like I put my pants on one leg at a time, like the next guy. And but then they go and they wake up one day and they do random stuff like this that regular people don't do.
Exactly.
So
listen.
So it was like,
best.
How do you expect
Chris
this?
From the hood could never put his fucking picture
right.
on no money and go take it to the strip club. They would have whooped his
well,
ass.
How do you expect us to, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, guys. How do you expect us to accept, you know what I'm saying, like view you as just the normal person and that's how you want to be viewed, like I said, but then you make decisions like, you know me, I'm a curious person. I'm just wondering, like, what happened that day where it was like, you know what? I'm going to change the game with this one. Or, you know what I mean? Like, whose idea mm-hmm. was this? And then, like, why that day? I don't know.
Best, first of all, you know Twitter had a heyday with this,
right?
Twitter had a fucking ball with this. And they... Yeah, Twitter just went ham. So they were just making all these jokes or whatever. And, you know, the strippers was pissed. They was like, this is exactly why we stay away from celebs, because most of them are cheap as fuck, you know. And she was like, this is disrespectful, you know, to be dancing all night. And then, you know, you go to pick up your money and it's a suspension. Like, what would you do? I don't know, Bess. This is just some other high level fuckery, to be honest. I ain't never seen shit like this before. And last night, you know, Chris Brown never really posted on his story. This nigga posted on his story of him holding holding a $100 Usher right. bill up, and I was like, what the fuck, like. Then you look on Usher's page and Usher has reposted other celebrities holding his money. Justin Bieber, Chris Brown, who really? Else was it? It was another celebrity. Yes. Like, so are you...
So his money is in circulation?
Bess, I do not... I have no idea what's the deal. This Usher money can't be real.
So, and that was going to be my next question. Is he, like, taking... an actual Federal Reserve note and like just putting a picture of his face on it, like cut and paste? Or because other than that, you're right, it ain't real money outside of that, you know what I'm saying?
Legit. So it says insider.com, which you can't really believe that. Let's look. USA Today, they said strip club says Usher did not use fake money to tip dancers in Las Vegas. But where is this money right. coming from?
So you said the strippers was mad.
Yes. So it's basically they're saying that Usher left this money behind for promo, but that he left a generous tip.
Oh.
So did the stripper want clout for for posting?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, was she trying to... I'm sure she was trying to get on or something. Basically, it's like Usher wanted promo, so he left this money or whatever. But how did everybody...
Right. Yeah, and that was my next question. Because even when you sent me the links and I saw the pictures, I was just like... Because he was just posing with his money. So I was like, oh, okay, this looked like promo mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, Usher right. books.
That's what it... Yeah. So, but that's why it kind of threw me when you was like, oh, he was in the club, like, throwing it.
That's what, yeah. That's
spending what, it.
That's what somebody posted, like, he was just making it rain. So, like I said, social media had a heyday with it or whatever, talking about, I'm going to keep it all the way, Usher with you.
Oh, Lord.
I was like, oh, my God. Nah. They gave me nickname, Ush Bucks. Like,
Usher Bucks.
For real.
Yeah, I don't. That's when you got money. Literally.
This is the definition of too much money. You just got too much time on your hands. You done circulated your own bucks somehow to these other celebrities. 21 Savage, Justin Bieber, Chris Brown. Like, what? Again, what Everybody, was the huh? reason? Listen, Bess, we really need to come up with a segment each week called What Was the Reason? And it's just going to be some stupid-ass shit that somebody what done for a week. And we just need to figure out what was the reason behind it.
I'm down. Listen, you know I'm down.
Because, listen, it's always something. So, moving on to our topics for the week. I do want to let you know that Bianca had texted and said that she's still listening. She had listened to episode 13, and she's basically trying to figure out how to formulate a email. So she was like, don't think I forgot about y'all. I'm still here, still listening. And we appreciate that.
Okay, okay. Always. Yeah, thanks for the heads up. You know what it is. We was just making sure you was all good. You still ain't heard from T-Nasty?
I have not. She said she was going to call me. So
oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, yeah, hopefully she doing all right then.
Yeah, hopefully she
Word up, G. Word up. Oh, my mama. Sorry.
Here you go. So, yeah, bear with us, y'all, while we get our bearings trying to record long distance. We got two spoiled recording right next to each other, so we've been still working out the
Yeah, man.
Of recording All right. distance.
Wow. Spectrum, man, they need to get on A-ish.
Swear. And you know I got AT&T, but, you know, they work when they want to.
They call off a lot.
Yeah. Sorry, your internet won't be in use today. We're taking exactly. PTO day. Like what?
Your internet's gonna be down for only about 3 weeks, but it's okay.
They be quick to throw you some money though.
Yeah, they really buddy. Do. Yeah, it's all good.
All right, so question I have for you of the week, Bess. Which I pretty much kind of know which way you will lean to, but do exes deserve second or multiple chances in your book?
You said do exes what?
Deserve second or even multiple chances. I seen it online. It was like a little post and people was weighing in and I wanted to get your input. Because some people was like, oh, your ex is an ex for a reason. And I just kind of wanted to know where you stood.
It depends. It depends. I know sometimes Absolutely. I'm like pedantic about a lot of these topics, like in other words, like playing both sides. But I mean, you know me, I generally can see both sides. First and foremost, well, not foremost. First, I can definitely understand that an ex is an ex for a reason. However, some people make rash decisions when they're upset without seeing the big picture. You don't want to make a long-term decision off of a temporary emotion. And a lot of people tend to do that, especially younger people. However, yes. if you are like me, you tend to make a decision and stick with it. So I can understand an ex is an ex for a reason. However, with that being said, I've known people to marry for 10, 15 years, divorce, and then remarry. Now, typically, that's not a black thing. I will throw that out there. But it does happen. And I don't know. I just feel like people grow, people change. You don't realize what you have, what you had until it's gone. And then even then, some people still don't learn their lesson. But I feel like also in that same breath, people do. It's like, damn, you know, I wouldn't mess that up again. I think it can go either way. To answer the question, sure. If you deem them worthy of another chance, if you feel that they have that potential, they just need some guidance, they need some extra help, your help, whatever, but you know they love you and you love them, yeah, why not? Why not? Shoot. I mean, yeah, it's my take on it.
Yeah, I would have to agree that it's very circumstantial because some things are in my eyes, unforgivable. And some things people can't come back from. I think in situations where, like, if it's domestic, or just disrespectful, like at an all-time high, whatever, some things don't change. Some time doesn't heal, you know, all wounds. So I think it's very circumstantial. I don't think that you should rule anybody out just because they're an ex, and that is sometimes what I see, because some people do hold that stance, like, oh, they're an ex for a reason, move on. But I've also seen people break up for a certain amount of time and then get back together and are together for the rest of, you know, forever. You hear about that a lot. Oh, like, yeah, we took a couple months off, or, oh, yeah, we broke up for, you know, a couple years, and, you know, whatever, we grew and whatever, because I'm also a big person on, you know, timing is everything, and sometimes the timing just ain't right. So,
yeah, so people, I feel like people like to give short, concise answers. So, like, if they had to go one way or another, like, and pick a strong standpoint, I feel like maybe majority would just off the cuff say, you know, X is an X for a reason.
Really? I feel like a lot of people would make excuses to why they would go back to it.
I'm saying, like, that's what you just told me. You said on Twitter, I think you said Twitter, a lot of people was weighing in saying an X is an X for a reason. I thought you said that was, like, the majority of what you saw. So I was, like, piggybacking off of that. Like, I feel like most people, just off of the initial reading, would be like, no, X is an X for a reason. I feel like that's the cliche that everybody would use. And
it's definitely cliche, because I feel like everybody has that kind of person that they'll go back to.
Yeah, I can agree with that. If you're of a certain age, and yeah, because, and you have that experience, I agree. I feel like we all have that person where it just be like, if they really got their ish together, I would probably consider that person. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I'm saying. I don't agree with it. I don't think, like, oh, an ex is an ex for a reason, and that's that. Like, no, stop it. You just stop it. Who are you trying to fool? But
you got to also take sometimes social media answers for face value, because people want to appear.
Yeah, that's also why I don't be on social media. Because I don't care about people's opinions. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Yeah, I just be on it trying to get, you know, different input and different questions and stuff like that. But yeah, you got to know how to handle it. It's definitely
interesting to read some people's opinions, but a lot of it for me just be like, all right, who are you really when you're not behind the screen? You know, so it's just but
yeah. This is something we might have touched on before, too. But what do you consider the hardest part of dating in today's society?
The hardest part?
Do you consider anything being hard about dating, like, in today's society?
I would say the hardest part, in my opinion, I'm not going to even say, like, necessarily for me. I just think overall, the most, because I'm analytical. I would say it's the fact, like, that as we get older, like, everybody is somebody's ex, and most people our ages have kids now. Like, you're so likely to be a step parent if you're dating in 2021 and you're of a certain age. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I know people who are divorced and married, or married and divorced, I'm sorry, married and divorced, like, at our age. You know what I'm saying? And I've always planned on, when I get married, I will be my future bride's first husband. And it's like, as we get older, there's certain standards that we have that we just gonna have to let go of, because you're not the first.
Absolutely.
You're not. You know what I'm saying? So to me, that's the hardest part. Like, accepting, you know, that she won't be pure, or, you know, this won't necessarily be her first time doing this or doing that. Like, I ain't been to New York yet. A lot of people have been to New York. I ain't been to Texas yet. A lot of people have been to Texas. Anybody I almost anybody I come across, there's a good chance that she's already been to these places. And it's just like, damn, I want to experience that for the first time with my partner. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Let's I'm go to New York, but you know, New York, listen, New York been on my bucket list since I was a kid and watched Dungeons and Dragons Peach.
Like, I've done well. I've been to quite a few places, but I've been waiting on like the typical ones, the big ones, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
So it's a little bit of a different perspective, but I will say that's the hardest part. Other than that, like more of like hands-on, I don't know that there is a tough part.
I really like that perspective. Yeah, like, I really do.
Right.
Because that's so real and people don't realize that, like you know, we have this cookie cutter idea when we're young of what relationships and, you know, spouses and all that is supposed to look like. And the older you get, you realize that some of those things are not realistic. Not saying that you won't ever find it, you know, but some of those things are, you know, very unrealistic.
Right.
The older you get, you know, and you just got to realize that, like, you know, you think, well, you was taught like to, you know, wait, save your virginity for marriage, blah, blah, blah. There are so many people that grew up following that, that at some point, I'm not saying that there aren't any 30-year-old virgins, you know, but they're very few and far between. Exactly. You know, so this idea of you being your wife's or whatever first is, you know, like I said, very few and far between. Better sign up for a virgin newsletter or something. I don't know. better put out a post or something. So, you know,
calling all virgins. Calling all virgins.
They're gonna be confused. Right. Like, what am I signing up for?
Is this sex trafficking? What the hell is this?
Right.
Yeah, you might not want to take that route.
But nah, I would say to me personally, the hardest part that I find about dating is everybody wants to, and I just posted this on Instagram, I think, everybody wants to seem emotionally unavailable. Like, it's so quote unquote cool to not care about stuff. And I know that this is a big thing with maturity and, you know, just the type of people that you date or deal with, but people just be cool with not caring, you know? And I see it too often. Like, it's like, oh, I don't want to text back too quick. I don't want to be thirsty, or I don't, you know, I don't want to text two times in a row because I don't, you know, I don't want to feel a certain way, or, oh, let me wait, you know, a couple minutes to open this text. Like, it's just, I see so much, so many different people, so many different things, and it's just like, bro, it's okay.
So, you know what's interesting with that? And this is where, and you know me, this is where I'm so particular. I legit will not talk to somebody if they overthink to that extent, if they care. Because you, it's funny, because you say that's them, like, not caring. And it's so ironic because they care so much that they're trying to not care. And I can't get with that. We too old for that. That's another thing. You know, we too old for games. We too old to care about what other people think. Like, be you, live how you want to live. If you want to hit that man back right away, hit that man back. I don't believe in I got his number today. I got her number today. Let me wait 48 to 72 hours. It's okay if you thirsty.
She could have found another dude by then.
I'm flattered if you thirsty. That means you couldn't wait to talk to me. That don't mean you a bum or you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I'm humble. Like, get off your high horse. That's okay. That was called chivalry back in the day. Like, dude, what is you saying? Like, exactly. I can't get with that. So anybody who got that mindset, like, you ain't for me, no way. You know what I'm saying? Because if we exchange numbers, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm anticipating it. I'm thinking about you until the moment that you text me, and I'm probably get a big cheese on my face the moment that you do, because I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't wasting my time with somebody I ain't interested in anyway, and I need to know that you just as interested in me. And, you know, you just as excited about the opportunity of what could be. Like, we don't know each other. So it's like, okay, why am I going to get excited if somebody I don't know, especially when I've been let down so many times? But that's that glass half empty attitude. I don't think like that. And again, I wouldn't want to be involved with somebody who thinks like that.
And I actually like that, like, because it's like when you do meet somebody, it is new, it is exciting, it is like, oh, what if, you know? And if you're not thinking along those lines,
that's my
you know,
point.
What are
that's
you
my
for?
Point. Like, I get that you don't want to get your hopes up, and we all got those situations where it's like, yeah, this could be dope, but I don't want to get my hopes up. I 100% get that. However, I need that energy. I need some positivity. I need. You know, I need you to know what I know. I need you to know that, hey, I'm a good dude. Like, I wouldn't waste your time. You know what I'm saying? Or at least I need you to believe it, you know? Mm-hmm. I need you to hope for the best.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I get it. Like, again, I see both sides, but...
And if you're going to get back out there and date after you done been through something traumatic, you got to be ready for that anyway, because everybody's not the same, you know? And if you... Right. And if you're going to keep making... Everybody pay for that mistake that one
so
person made.
It's funny you mentioned. I'm gonna say this real quick. I just listened to yesterday's segment of Waiting by the Phone. It was called the FaceTime, mm-hmm. and this chick, she called the radio like, "Hey, I want to know why I got ghosted." they called dude. Dude was like, "Well, as soon as we left our date, she FaceTimed me." And which was okay. It was like, okay, whatever, you know, she FaceTimed me. But she wasn't really saying anything. It was just small talk. And he was like, after like 10, 15 minutes of small talk, then she was just like, well, where are you at? And who are you around? Or are there any girls around? And so that was just immediately a red flag for him. So basically what happened was that him and her went out on a date, but she had to get up early for work the next day. So she ended the date and they both had a good time. But it was still like super early. Mm-hmm. So his boys, I guess, had texted him like, hey, how was the date? And, you know, would you want to hang out? And he was like, yeah, you know, I don't have any obligations tomorrow. Like, yeah, I'll hang out. It's still early. So he went to go hang out with his boys. And then that's when she FaceTimed, like questioning if he was hanging out with girls. And he was like, that threw me because for one, we had just got off of one date. Like, so for her to make that assumption, you know. And then it was like, well, obviously I picked up the FaceTime call, so it's not like I'm on a date with my wife or anything. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, and her whole thing was, well, I wanted to know, like, if he was satisfied enough with our day, you know, like, why would he be hanging out after that? You know, da 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 da. And it's just like the insecurity. Bez, the insecurity just coming through the phone. And it's like, man, I'm sorry that you've been hurt, but that's not his fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, And Beth, and that's the thing.
Okay.
She saw nothing wrong with it. And that's what's scary about it. Like, she's so oblivious to the fact that she's afraid of being hurt, or she's oblivious to the fact that she's still scarred. It's like, that's not normal. And a lot of people will justify that and normalize it and become and will like become desensitized to it because that's just how they feel and they live in it every day. But to the average person who ain't hurt, you look like a weirdo. You look like a psycho. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, chill. Like, we went on one date, we had a good time, and you ended the date early. And all I'm doing is hanging out with my boys. But now, after one date, you're FaceTiming me like, hey, it ain't no girls around, right? Because she's afraid of being hurt again. Like, that's an immediate turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to your point, she probably just wasn't ready. You know what I'm saying? And so, you got to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
First. Yeah, exactly. You got to take care of yourself before you... put, you know, get in those situations or put others in those situations, because you're going to push away a good person because you're not ready. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, too. I feel like people rush themselves into situationships or relationships and things like that when they're not ready just because they want that companionship. And it's just like, bro, you only hurting yourself worse. Like, if you just sit down, chill, kind of be by yourself, do your own thing for a little while, you know, somebody gonna ride your wave. Just chill.
Yeah.
You know?
Legit.
So, yeah, that is definitely what I consider the hardest part. It's people just not being ready, you know? Thinking they ready, but not really being ready. It's very damaging.
It's interesting. It's definitely interesting. Did you tell me what you considered the hardest part about dating?
Yeah, that was piggybacking off of mine.
Emotionally unavailable. Okay. Yeah, that's huge. And now, would you say that's equally guys and girls, or would you say that's more so women? like
being unavailable?
Yeah.
I would have to say it's more equal because obviously, you know, I date men. I see a lot of emotional unavailability in men, and I'm sure you see that in women. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say,
okay,
you know, which is which. Now, what I will say best is I don't even know if I can say that. I'm going to hold on to that thought because I don't even know if I can say that. I was gonna try to gauge which sex moves on quicker.
That's easy, Bess.
But I feel like women women are gone mentally long before physically.
Yes, I agree. However, if they're still there physically, I feel like they're in a position to where that man, if he actually got his ish together, he can win her back before she does check out physically, even though she's out mentally already. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
You know,
so that's why I feel like, yes, I hear you. You're not wrong. I agree, but that's circumstantial. And of course, a good majority of the time, he don't get his ish together, and he does continue to take her for granted, and blah blah blah. So
I think men move on quicker than
I think overall men move on quicker because we're not as emotional, like, and we don't have to process it. We don't, okay, let me sit. What happened? A lot of dudes don't be like, you know what? I'm not dating right now because I need time to myself. You ain't never heard a dude say that. Not for real. He might say, hey, look, I ain't looking for a relationship right now. That's different. A lot of women will not even date because they're just not in that mindset. You don't know not one dude for real that won't take a girl out because he ain't ready. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I feel like
that's real.
There's that difference. Dudes move on quicker.
Men move on quicker. Now let me ask you this, because this is what I've seen. So, and again, I know where I stand on this, and this is gonna be like a no brainer for you. But do you feel like men are not as invested?
Hell no.
Because they can move on quicker.
Hell no. No, that's not the case. I feel like, I mean, case by case basis, sure. Majority of the time, no. I don't think, and that's where a lot of men and women butt heads after, like, post breakup, because a dude will be out with another chick 2 weeks later, and she was, and then his ex will see and be like, did you ever love me? And it's like, my nigga, I probably still do, but the quickest way to get over one person is to get under the next. You know what I'm saying? And dudes are perfectly okay with that. Like, we live by that because it's so damn true. I'm telling you, like, it may not always be the best way to do it, but I promise you it's the fastest. And dudes don't like emotional pain. Like, we ain't used to that, and we can't really handle it. So we do what we can. We scramble, like, F this. I'm a man. Like, why am I sitting here? My pillowcase is wet every night thinking, like, F this. Like, we got egos and we got pride. Like, so we gonna go call something up just cause. Just to rid ourselves of that instead of taking the appropriate route. You know what I'm saying? But I would never say that. I would never say because he was able to move on quicker, he wasn't as invested. Not in general. I'm sure there are some dirt bags out there who, maybe been using her as a stepping stone, or using some bums been using her as a place to stay, or, you know, whatever. But any true man, like any real man, like, who has his own, who can do his own thing if he wanted to, he's not dependent on another woman. Like, that's a telltale sign that, like, I'm here because I want to be. I'm not here because I need to be, because I'm using you. Like, I choose you like you choose me. You know, this is mutual. I care for you. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't feel that majority of the time the man is not as invested. That's a good question.
That's a good question. I appreciate that. Definitely. Yeah. I appreciate that. Moving on to the other side of that question is, what's the easiest part of dating, do you think, in our generation? I know what mine is. Ours might be the same.
Okay, I want to hear yours first.
The easiest part of dating is exactly what it is, the ease of being able to date, the being able to online date, the being able to like be more willing to do the long distance thing, and just some of those things that's unheard of, that was unheard mm-hmm. of back in the day. You know, you knew such and such from down the road, and their family was good people, and you know, y'all was low key kind of forced to talk to such and such, you know, because of their stance, or you know, how they, I guess like how their family was, and you know, like, oh, I know them, they good people, blah blah blah. Yeah. So you was almost kind of forced. So I think that the easiest part of us dating now is just being able to like online date and being able to kind of date the way you want to date, if that makes sense. Like if you looking for a certain type of woman, there's a website for that. Like if you looking for a certain type of man, there's a website for that. You know, like that's kind of the easy part, I guess.
I respect that. What's funny is that can go either way. A lot of guys, I can't speak for women, but a lot of guys will feel that the old ways were easier, even though that was like before mm-hmm. our time. There was a time where all a woman's job was to be chosen to be a wife. That was it. Like, I mean, she had, like, to her friends and to society, she had reached the highest of the mountains if she was about to be somebody's wife. And it was so easy. Guys, back in the day, when the men were the providers and the women only stayed in the house, like way before these times, guys feel that it was easier. You can just go up to a woman and, you know, as long as you were respectful, that was about to be your woman. And y'all hit it off and there was no dating. There mm-hmm. was no, you know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, I choose her. And, you know, of course, you know, she had her choice in the matter too. But it wasn't as complicated. There wasn't the diseases. There wasn't, cheating wasn't a thing like that for real. And a lot of people say times were simpler.
I did hear times were simpler.
Mm-hmm. Way simpler. I mean, look at people who've been married for 50, 60 years, all these old people. Like, yeah, they went through stuff. I mean, life has always been life, but the divorce rate was not 50% mm-hmm. back in those times. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why they've been married. Yeah, that's why they've been married for so long. Because no matter what it was, mm-hmm. they got through it. And divorce wasn't thrown around like that, and separation and all that stuff.
People take pride in having divorce parties. Oh my God. Best. And divorce and photo shoots. And best. Like, why?
Best. That is one of the most ridiculous things I have ever heard of. And I, like, and you know me, as much as I am against something, I try so hard to understand it. And I do understand it, but it is still one of the dumbest things I have ever heard, because it's you celebrating mm-hmm. a new chapter. Or a new start, or if he was abusive, so you know, right. you celebrating to get out of that. Like, you shouldn't be celebrating by having a party if he was abusive. You should be celebrating by having a therapist, exactly. or, you know what I'm saying? Like, working on your mental health, or not having a, who the hell, why are you excited to get a divorce? First of all, it costs, even, I mean, you probably didn't pay for it, he paid for it, but it still costs. It took a lot of emotional, it took a large emotional toll on you. If kids are involved, how do you think that affects them? You think they want a party? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much wrong with a divorce party. Like, that is it's so stupid. It's so ridiculous.
And photo shoots of them setting their dress on fire. It's like, bro, how much did you pay for that dress? Like, what is so liberating about basically setting this money on fire?
And my thing is, check this, because this directly ties into what we just talked about. Best, when you ever heard of a dude having a divorce party? So who was really using who as a stepping stone? Who was really not there, truly committed? Because at what point you claim you love me, but now you burning the dress or you doing whatever, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to go through all of that and let a dude do that and she mm-hmm. see it. She'll lose her mind. So, I can, you know, that whole emotional stuff.
That's dudes can't deal with that, man. For sure.
Best, and I can't deal with that. That's one of the hardest parts about dating. Like, not seeing those red flags right away. Like, somebody, yeah, you're supposed to put your best foot forward when you first meet somebody. But don't send your representative. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, still be yourself, because you can't maintain that throughout this. And what happens is we be a month in, and then a woman, and guys do it too, but for the sake of the conversation, a woman will like get comfortable and she'll start showing a different side. And then the dude, he'll react differently, because it's like, well, this ain't the person that I was just talking to. And so he'll be acting different to her, and she'll claim that he's changing or you're different, or
it's so much wrong like, with it.
You changed first. Like, you wasn't the person that you were a month ago. You know what I'm saying? You start to really get to know that person. And it's just like, that's why you just got to be yourself. Like, yes, put your best foot forward, but be yourself, because I need to know what I'm getting into. We only getting older.
And real quick, another question, because I like how this is going, and this is very insightful for us being on two different sides, you know, of it. So,
right.
do you feel like you truly know somebody if you haven't ever seen them upset?
I can, yes and no. The thing about being upset, anger is one of those passionate mm-hmm. emotions. A lot of people do and say things out of anger, but then a lot of people don't. There are people I know who are a completely different individual when they're angry. I mean, it's almost scary. Like, are you bipolar? Like, you really have to question it. You know, not to throw it around, but you really have to question it, because mm-hmm. it's night and day. And it'll be a matter of minutes. And it's just like, whoa, what is this? You know what I'm saying? And then I know people who are the exact same when they're angry. Or I know people who don't even get angry. Mm-hmm. They get upset, you know? Again, I'm picky. Don't settle. That's my advice. Like, but to answer your question, I don't think you truly know somebody until you live with them.
Absolutely.
And you know, I know, again, going back to the old days, shacking up was not a thing. People got married before they lived together. That is nuts to me.
You literally.
That is a recipe for disaster.
I don't know how they stayed together so long, Bess. It's no wonder.
They stay together so long just based off the do the right thing concept, the traditional concept. Like, not saying that they don't love each other, but they had to learn to love each mm-hmm. other, and that's some bull. So that's why I say it depends on who you ask. Some people say the old methods was, you know, the good old days, and some people be like, nah, F that. It just depends on who you ask. But again, not straying away from your question. Yeah, sure. But you also have to understand that anger is a temporary emotion, and it just depends on how resilient you are and what you're willing to accept. If you know that this person is not their best when they're angry, and like, it just depends on how bad it is. I mean, if they're putting their hands on you, then obviously, like, and they can't, you know, they're not willing to change that, then yeah, you got to bounce. But I mean, if it's words, it depends. Do they want to change it? Are they being proactive about changing it? Does it bother you that much? You know, is it a sticks and stones concept for you? I think it just depends. But someone being angry does not tell you their true character, in my opinion, because that's temporary. That's not mm-hmm. who they are most of the time. I think you shouldn't judge somebody based on what they do when they're angry, but more so how quickly they are too angry.
Okay.
I think that says more about the person.
I like that a lot. Yeah, I like that a lot. Because before you said that, it was just like, you know, I noticed that people aren't the same. You know, of course, they're completely different. They are almost irrational when they're upset, you know. But
right.
it's also like, okay, you know, who, like you said, how, what makes you angry? What are the things that make you tick? Exactly. I like that a lot.
Because you got to look at people who go through situations where they snap and there's temporary insanity. Well, what happened? What caused that person? Just because she murdered her husband doesn't mean that she's an angry person. She's a bad person. Mm-hmm. What did he do? Oh, well, he drowned the kids right in front of her. Anybody is going to snap. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's not what it's, or it's not, you know, oh, what'd you do when you're angry? It's, well, what did it take for you to get to that point? You know what I'm saying? And that's mm-hmm. how I see that.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Yeah, that's why I have become a patient person, and I need somebody with patience, because life is already hard enough. We don't need to create obstacles. We, like, why are you looking for reasons to be upset? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just chill. Let's be happy. Life is already going to throw us curveballs. We don't need to fight each other. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I just, you know, you just, everybody just want peace. We all say mm-hmm. it, you know what I'm saying? But that mess is real. Like, you just want peace. You just want somebody that you can have fun with. And you know what I'm saying? Time's going to be hard, but y'all, you just got to know, you got to trust that y'all want to get through it together. You just got to remind each other that y'all on the same team, because it's supposed to be you mm-hmm. and that person against the world, you know? So life is already an uphill battle. So y'all going to be side by side climbing while y'all swinging at each other, while y'all still on this uphill battle. Like, no, work together. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's rough.
I promise y'all it is. Look, I haven't been single in almost 5 years. And, bruh, I came back to the wild, man. What in the world? People just...
Yeah.
Look, get your affairs in order before you go and try to talk to somebody, before you go and try to, like, disrupt somebody's life. Make sure you
get your... You know what, though? Because I also want to speak on what you said as far as the easy part of dating, because I didn't really say anything to that. I agree completely. I also am a firm believer in, with there being, what is it? How many people on this earth? Is it something billion, right?
I'm about to
what is three. It? Is it three? Is it 7 billion? Or are we in trillions? Yeah, we in trillions. Oh, are we? Is we? In, is like?
No, I'm at, I was seeing. I'm like, damn, are we?
Oh. It might. I'm supposed to know this off top. Yeah, let's look that up real quick. It's okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. 7 billion. 7.6 billion. Okay. Cool. And that was of 2019, so it probably went up. I don't know. Cops killing us? Maybe not. Anyway. you right.
Jesus.
So
that's a whole nother topic.
Ooh, it's okay. Over. Right. It's over 7 billion in the world. I am a firm believer that there is not just one person for everybody. And there are more women on this mm-hmm. earth than men. So the odds are in our favor. which makes sense in the Mormon communities with the polygamists and whatnot. I couldn't do it, but right. You know, teach his own.
7.9 billion. Check your pick.
So point being, like, if it don't work out, my nigga, move on. That whole, I'm married to my wife. You see it all the time on Forensic Files. And I don't want to go through a divorce. So I'm going to pull out this life insurance policy on her. And then I'm going to kill her. Because I got a little thing on the side and I want us to be together. But I don't want my wife to divorce me. Nigga. Really? Really? So you, so you have the audacity to take her life, the mother of your kids, because you don't want to go through a divorce, or because you want to live with this ass on the side without the shame of a divorce. I don't even know. I don't get it, because that is the ultimate crime. Because
now so y'all really can't point be being, together.
It is way too many people. Out there. Bess, you in jail. Bess, it's ridiculous, but I can't get enough of it. Point being, it is too many people on this earth, and that's only where you are. Most people haven't enjoyed the women in a different state. There's Cali, there's Texas, there's Florida, there's everywhere. Hawaii, there's like, dude, there are so many people out here. And that's just, that's only in the States. Let's not talk about a different country. Like, please, just move on. I promise you. You know, I get the whole soulmate thing. I promise I get it. However, I don't believe that there is one person for everybody. I believe
I'm
there
so
are multiple
glad you
people
said
everybody.
That, because that would have been just, my next time question. Like, I don't believe that either.
It's way too many people. There's no way. God is creative, but he ain't that damn creative. Some of these people, you can tell he got lazy, because a lot of these people look alike, especially in the Asian community.
What?
Especially in the Asian community. God got real lazy. So if he got lazy with the physical appearance, you know he got lazy with personalities. You can only have so many personalities. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are only so many personality types. You took psychology.
Who
you don't
are
have to go. Like, I'm best. Am I lying? Dog, there's no way. 7.6 billion?
Jesus,
dog, that's a lot of damn
it.
People.
This man, this man.
That is a lot of people. Move the hell on. It's all right. You will be fine. PSA, you will be fine.
Oh,
Nyango.
My God, dude. Okay.
All right, I'm done. That's my rant.
Are you happy now? Damn.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. Come on. You got to finish this, because I want to talk about the next topic. And I want to make sure we're done, though.
You said, am I done?
Yeah, I want to make sure, because you know how my brain works. So I'm ready to tell you, like, what I did last night.
Yes. So, yeah, that was the two-part question that kind of just went off into a tangent, but it was a necessary one. So, yeah, I'm finished. Y'all let us know what you think about dating in today's society. Like, what do you feel like the hardest part is? What do you feel like the easiest part is? What do you feel like the trends are that we've gotten so far from, you know, or maybe stuff that we should, you know, bring back?
Oh, and real quick before we move on, I want to say, people, don't be ashamed of online dating. I get, like, it was kind of like a taboo thing before, but we in 2021. Don't be ashamed. Half the people meet through the DMs anyway. People be like, oh, they hit me on Instagram. Okay. They use that to sugarcoat it. Get on a dating site where you know people going to be in your DMs. Like, that's what it's for. It's okay. Listen, I have a whole child off of a dating site, you know, and my BM is one of the most eloquent, I don't even know the word. She's one of the most peaceful beings I have ever known. She is an angel.
She
like
is.
There's no bad blood. Like, you meet really, really good people on these dating sites. It's okay. There's no shame in it. That's what it's for. You legit, like Beth said, can go to any site and be like, oh, okay. It's like Pornhub. You can pick a category. It's crazy. You know? Like, there are filters for partners out there. It's insane. Who wouldn't want that? And a lot of these sites go down to the personality. Like, you take tests and it shows compatibility based on your answers. And you guys will match up 96%, 98%. You know, it shows you their sign. I mean, there's bios. And a lot of these dating sites are free, or, you know, you pay for, like, extra this, extra that. But for the most part, the necessities are free. And so it's just like, dog, don't be afraid of it. It's okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's take your gun, though.
No! And that's the thing. How many stories have you really heard, like, oh, I met this person online and they turned out to be a serial killer and they killed me? Yeah, does it happen? Sure. How often does it really happen, though? Because all you gotta do is meet in a public place and do, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, nah, man, you ain't heard too many horror stories.
Back to your crib. So just be smart about it.
I mean, yeah, listen, I'm not saying, you know, you're gonna find your soulmate the first match. I'm just saying, yes, definitely take your time, but it's right there. That's what it's for. You ain't got to go to the bar, or, oh, well, if it's meant to be, it'll happen. No, F that, you know, faith without works is dead. Like, you have to be proactive. You know what I'm saying? You can't be the lonely chick in the bar every Saturday and expecting to get a decent dude, because, you know, he probably on some BS anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know too many people who met they partner at a bar. You know what I'm saying? It's usually something a little more, you know, light than that. You know, we met at church, or we met out in the grocery store, or, you know, we got hooked up with by a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or we met online.
Yeah, that's real.
So. Anywho.
You ain't hooked me up with nobody, you think?
I don't know nobody.
Right. I'm the one without a friend.
Legit. You had a baby shower, you had a gender reveal. Now granted, those women are obviously taken or at least preoccupied, but you know, you are the popular one. I know people, but I don't have a lot of friends.
That's real. You don't need no friends either, so there's that.
Damn. Well, it solves that case.
Moving on, man. What happened last night?
So, nigga, I was supposed to watch that Tina Turner document, right? But it was 2 hours, and it was kind of late. So I was like, well, I'm going to save it. So you know what I did? I turned to the 26-minute Jamie Foxx show on Netflix. Nigga, why did I get through the whole first season last night?
Are you serious?
Best I watched all 8 to 10 episodes, whatever it was, back to back. Because I was up doing homework, and it was playing in the background. The only reason I took so long on my homework is because I was distracted by the show. And I liked it. And you know what I didn't realize? Best, you know what I didn't realize until like episode 3? Is that David Alan Greer, who was one of my favorite comedic actors, him and Jamie started on In Living Color together. Mm-hmm. It didn't even cross my mind until episode 3 when I saw their chemistry, and I'm like, nigga. And I was like, I just immediately smiled because In Living Color is just one of those just pioneered, legendary shows where so many successful people got started. And that is a classic sketch comedy show. Like, man, they really need to do a reunion, especially the way we losing people, losing legends. Like, do a reunion. You know what I'm saying? Like, that mess would be epic.
That's where Jim Carrey got his start.
Jim Carrey, Tommy Davidson, Jamie Foxx, all of the Wayans.
All 90 of them.
J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, Reggie McFadden. Where we at with this? Chris Rock was on In Living Color. Nigga, the list goes on.
Yeah, that show really did pioneer some heavy hitters.
Rosie Perez. Like, stop playing.
Rosie Perez, the dancer,
so,
right?
Yes. The dancer was actress slash dancer.
She was in White Men
She was in White Men Can't Jump. She was in Do the Right Thing. Yeah. Mookie.
she got one of them. Yeah. One of them voices you can't forget.
So it's funny because people be like, I think Ari said this too. He was like, "Nigga, if you put me in a room and I got Rosie Perez in one ear and Cardi B in the other, I will blow my brains out."
He is so like.
Bro, people do not be messing with Cardi. White people can't stand Cardi's voice.
Oh yeah, she gonna. They
be like,
sure.
"Oh, she's so annoying."
She gonna make sure that she even more annoying.
And it sucks because it's like if you know like where she come from, and if you know like where we come from, like that's normal. Mm-hmm. She's a mutt. She's Black, Puerto Rican. This, that, like I don't know if she's Puerto Rican, but she's something like Caribbean, and it's like. Nigga, she's going to talk like that. Like, she's from New York, but her peoples is from here, and she was raised in this neighborhood, but she went to this school, and then her mom is from there. Like, yes. And then she grew up listening to this music and being influenced by this person. That's why she talks like that. And I love it because, for one, she's being herself, and I never knock somebody for being himself. And it's not like she's... a lot of people say she's obnoxious, but she's still smart, you know what I'm saying? Like, she know what she's doing. That's what I'm saying. And so, I don't like it. I love Cardi, and I love her voice, and I love that she's herself. And I've been watching her since Love & Hip Hop, so I've been liking Cardi since before everybody
else.
Exactly,
I love
Cardi. Yeah, so. but anyway, the show was funny. I like it. Jamie playing characters. Which did crack me up. David Alan Greer is right there, though. He's not playing characters, but his character himself is hilarious because he's playing Jamie's dad, and he's like the old funny dude who just does whatever the hell he wants and says whatever the hell he wants to say, and it is hilarious. And it's a good show. It's a good show. I like it.
Okay, I need to check it out because I was going to check it out last night. Yeah. But y'all, like I said, and like Beth has told me several times, like I watch shows later than everybody else. So I've been trying to catch up on all my shows or whatever. Trying to watch Snowfall. Just got into Good Girls, which I really like. Bess, you ain't watched Good Girls, did you?
I don't even know what the
Man,
hell
it's
that
on
is.
Netflix. It's hilarious. It's hilarious, man. It's about three moms from three different type of backgrounds, and they need money because they all going through like these different situations or whatever, and then they end up sticking up a grocery store where one of the girls works, and they end up coming up on a crazy amount of cash, and they end up getting looped in with some drug dealers, and it goes from there. It's pretty dope. It's
Okay.
funny as hell, though.
Good girls, good girls. Wait, you said they're moms?
Yep, all three of them are
Okay.
moms. It's a black
Yeah.
lady
They
in
not
there,
what?
two white women.
They in like their second or third
Yes.
season? Okay. I have heard
Yeah.
of it. And when it first came out, however long ago, and I saw the trailer, it did look decent.
Right, it's so funny,
So.
Bess. I mean, you would be cracking up because me and you got the same sense of humor, and it's like the reason
Yeah.
why everybody else left is different because we hear something else. And it's, man, I'll be in here cracking up. So yeah, that's what's
Yeah.
been keeping me busy. But
Nigga, Snowfall got real. Let me say that. This Is Us got real. I saw this past Tuesday's episode. Oh man, like it wasn't a tearjerker, but it was a much needed episode. A much needed conversation happened, and it's so intense because the whole episode is the conversation because they're arguing. And so to see the journey of the argument, like you're engaged the whole time and you see both sides and you're like, well, damn, if this person could understand that person. And it's just a big misunderstanding, like most arguments.
Exactly. I promise you,
So
I will
it's so
watch
good.
the episodes tonight and I will text you. Yeah, I'll
Cool.
text or call you because I know I'm gonna have something to say. I had also caught up on All American, so that's what I've been doing too, and I'm finally up to date on All American.
All American was dope. This episode was like a damn soap opera. It was so
Right,
good.
so let's get into that before we get up out of here. So, you watched the latest episode that just came out on the 12th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why does Spencer have this superhero complex? Like, he's so terrible. It's just like me yelling at the TV, like, Spence, come on, man. Like, relax. Just like
Right.
when Coop wanted to
So
drop out and the chick was like, you're not going to stop her? Like, fuck no, he don't need to stop her. He needs to just lay down. Nighty night, take a nap. It's okay. Damn, they want this baby
So
to fix everything. He in high school. He got too many responsibilities on his shoulders, and it's so disheartening.
Spence got a lot going on. He does have the heart for it. But yeah, and I like his therapist
Love
too
his
because his
therapist.
therapist is right there at the forefront, like, Spence, you need to think about you. And
His
I think
mama
that's really
too.
starting to resonate with him. I think that's really starting to resonate with
Yes.
him though. Legit. Legit. Because matter of fact, I know it is. Because I did not think my man was gonna give in to Olivia. When they was on the phone, he was on the weight bench, and she's like, Spencer, I got this. Please, please, like, I got a control of my addiction, you know, I'm good. And it was that long pause where you just knew he was gonna be like,
All right.
all right, no, this nigga said, I'm sorry,
If you
but
don't tell your
if
parents,
you don't tell your parents tonight,
my
I
nigga said
will. And
tonight.
I was like, oh, snap.
My nigga said tonight.
Tonight,
'Cause he be
best.
putting that
Tonight. He
shit
said,
together,
nigga.
best. You hear me? That's one thing about
Best.
Spence. He gonna put some shit together.
My man said tonight. And then when she did come clean, I love the fact that Spence wasn't feeling it. And mom's asked, like, Spence, is that everything? And my man said,
Nah.
nah, she been drinking since the summer. Bruh, did you see how heated Taye Diggs was for the rest of that
Yes,
episode?
I
My
loved
man
it.
could not be still. Best, he was fuming. He couldn't look at her. He couldn't be still. His hands were shaking. My man was playing
He
that
did.
role.
When he brought him into the classroom, or I mean into his
And
office,
yelled at him.
yes. Yes.
Best. That man was playing that role. He was a heated father, concerned father.
This episode was
dope. Tay Diggs, my dog. Yeah, man. And it's crazy, too, because it was just off the heels of them sharing that passionate moment in the car, telling each other how they felt about one another. And it's like, damn, man. And then you could tell she was remorseful. She was like, without hesitation, I asked you to switch seats with me, and I put your life in jeopardy. And she's like, man, you right, you know, this addiction. And, yeah, Olivia, she was
Moms really it, went off, she though. Really Moms went off first, and then he was like, all right, let me reach out to my therapist, because Moms wasn't having it. Moms told him straight up, you know, yeah, she didn't give a damn about you when she asked you to switch seats with her, you know.
And it's crazy, because you get caught up in it, too, because you're looking at it from Spencer's point of view. And but then Moms, she brings you back, because at first I was like, damn, why she mad at him?
Exactly.
It's not like he did it. Like, yeah, he thought about doing it, but he didn't do it. But she was right. So that scene was perfect, because she does like pull you back and like look at the big picture. You know what I'm saying? Like, this could have gone terribly wrong. My black son, you know what I'm saying?
And I love that the show does that. It shows what's really going on in the world and put everything into perspective. I fucking love it.
Exactly.
Yeah. not my black son. I was like, yes.
Dude, yeah, it was a good episode. Definitely. It was a good episode. Definitely. I'm looking forward to the next one. So Masked Singer came on last night. I watched Game of Talents that came on last night, and then of course Snowfall came on last night. I watched my Wednesday shows on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So next episode, as long as you caught up, we can recap that. I'm trying to think who got revealed on Masked Singer. Have you seen it?
I haven't watched Masked Singer in a minute.
Not last night, but last week. Okay. Because I don't even remember who got revealed. Dang. That's going to bug me. Okay. Real quick. You know, every season is that one person where I'm like, I know that voice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have somebody this season off top where you just like, ugh, I swear I know
that voice? No, I need to catch up. I need to catch up. So I really am going to do that tonight, because I am kid free and I don't have nothing else to do. I've been running like crazy, man, with this business best, and I've been trying to make this money. So yeah, I've just been busy with that, and it's really taking some time. Like, best, I'll get through one or two episodes or something, and then I'm out for the count. So yeah, I am definitely it's been bad. But I'm definitely going to sit down and watch that stuff tonight. I'm gonna catch up on Masked Singer and This Is Us, and then I'm gonna hit your line.
Okay, cool. Well, I just wanna say real quick that the chameleon, I'm not gonna say who I think it is, but I'm pretty sure I know who it is. And I knew it since the first time he performed. His voice is undeniable. And the clues threw me, because I'm like, damn, them clues don't really point me towards this person. But best, there's no way that it's not this person. And so I need you to watch. Like I said, I don't know if he was on last night's episode. But the chameleon. He tall. He got the colorful chameleon costume. You're going to know who I'm talking about. Best, I need you to see him perform. Even if you YouTube it after this. But try not to like find any... spoiler alerts. Like I said, I'm pretty sure he hasn't been unmasked.
Okay.
But I need you to listen to the chameleon perform, and I need you to let me know who you think it is. And don't go on Twitter, because I've stayed off of Twitter during Masked Singer season, because people be damn near giving it away.
I'm like, swear they do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it is that person. Like, I do not be on Twitter while Masked Singer is airing or hashtagging.
But yeah, I'm gonna go watch that.
But now, I want to know if we thinking of the same person. Best, this person's voice is undeniable. And if it's not this person, this nigga sound just like him. and so I'm losing my mind over here, because every time he performed, best, from the first 10 seconds he performed, I said, I know who that is. And I don't want to say it, because I want you to come up with somebody first.
Okay.
And I swear, if we come up with the same person, then there's no way it's not this man.
Okay. I'm going to go listen to it. Because
it sounds just like him.
I got you. I'm going to go watch it right now and let you know. Stressing
Bruh, I'm so stressed, because I'm like, I don't want him to get unmasked, but I know who it is, and I need to confirm it, because I don't like to feel like I'm crazy.
Y'all, that's what Masked Singer would do to you. Yes. especially when they be guessing the wrong person. That's what be pissing me off.
And okay, so check it though. Check it. This is the thing.
Best, prior to last week's episode, the Chameleon had performed, I want to say twice. I want to say last week was his third performance. Second or third. Best, they killed me with their guesses. Mind you, this nigga is at least six something. One of their guesses was Kevin Hart. Nigga, you don't know Kevin Hart's voice. You don't know his height. Stop playing.
Like, is he on stilts or what?
Best, another guess was Martin Lawrence. Stop playing. Martin is probably 5'8". You know Martin's voice. Martin's been doing his thing since the 90s. Martin sings on The Martin Show. Like, you know his voice. Like, stop playing. He's rapping or singing in every movie he's ever made. Just messing around. Like, so, finally, the one person who knows what they freaking doing on Robin. That show, Robin, he said it. Last week, he said the person that I said. And I said, I freaking knew it. I knew I wasn't crazy. Me and Robin be on the same page.
Yeah, bro. Robin the only one that got any fucking common sense on that show.
Only one. So, yeah.
All right, well, I got you. I'm going to tune in, and then I'm going to hit you up. Y'all hit us up with the hot topics for the week.
Keep it all good. The way. This is right. This has been good. We talked about a lot of ish.
Yeah, I'm proud. I'm happy with the way this went. For sure. It gets easier to record long distance.
Yeah, y'all got a plethora of topics to discuss in your homes and give us feedback on. And I know a lot of y'all be like yelling at the speaker when y'all be listening to us. Mm-hmm. Gone, girl. You better tell them, you know. So we appreciate all y'all, especially y'all Apple listeners. I think they are the majority now. I don't know if they were the majority at first, but I know they are now.
Spotify at first, but now it's definitely Apple. So make sure y'all go to the home screen on your podcast Apple, scroll all the way down and give us 5 stars.
Give us them 5 big ones, you know? Hey, we ain't gang affiliated, but we need them 5 stars.
Okay.
Okay.
Real quick, shout out to Mixed Emotions, man. They hit their 100th episode this week, which is huge, man. That's where we trying to get to.
They sure did. Yeah, I was listening to that that I'm African episode.
That was fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, I was cracking up at them. Man, Bess, I can't lie, dog. Like, I love the fact that it's 3 of them because you always got that tiebreaker if you need it. So I love that concept. We gonna have to start bringing more guests on.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, we definitely. We were supposed to link up with Ty. So now that we know how we can record on here, it'll be easier to get a third person in. So, yes.
Definitely.
Please hit us up if y'all want to join in, because that third person, who you want, a male or a female?
Oh, my nigga, it don't matter. Well, I don't discriminate. I ain't sexist. Let's get an orgy going.
Oh,
you know?
No.
That's not what we're talking about.
With this, Lord Jesus.
Oh shoot, my bad.
Y'all perfect.
Well, right. No, hell no. I'm just playing. No, it wouldn't matter. Yeah, it wouldn't matter. I think I would want a female just because. I think Ty would be the best of both worlds.
I really do.
I be loving y'all perspective, and like women agree on a lot of stuff, but then when y'all disagree, y'all be on like opposite ends, and it be getting juicy. And so that's what I'd be like, ooh, cat fight.
Here you go. Yeah. Hey, well, text me off the air and let me know if you got some people that you kind of want in mind. And then I'll shoot them the text next time for episode 15.
Hey, no, I got the first person. We need to bring Duty on. Duty, stop playing.
Yes.
Now that we know how to record from a distance, it's a simple link that you would click on and you would be in on the recording. It's so simple. All we need is 60 to 90 minutes of your time. I know you be tired. I know you got the girls. I know you working. I know you doing your thug thizzle. But give us 60 to 90 minutes of your time.
Please. Right, we about to text
Duty
him right
needs
now.
To be on. Yes, Duty needs to hop on the next episode. So we may or may not have a guest the next episode. If not, then it may be the episode after that. But we're going to bring a third person on. Y'all tired of hearing our voices, won't give a damn. But we're going to switch it up for y'all anyway.
We're going to do a Never Have I Ever.
Ooh, okay.
That's
going to
be live for y'all too. I can't wait. So yeah, let's get to that.
We should... We should do a smash, marry, kill too.
Yes, that's gonna be a fun episode.
I'm with that. I swear. I'm with that. Ooh, I'm excited. All
right. So we're gonna start writing that in the works for y'all for next episode, and then we gonna holler at Duty right now. We're gonna go text his ass, wake him up.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Duty needs to be hitting us with some emails too, because I know he still be listening.
Yes, he do. He couldn't wait. He was like, "Come on now, where y'all at? We back."
And not only that, this nigga work at a big ass warehouse at that. He needs to be spreading the word.
Oh, absolutely.
So
come on, Duty. You trying to get on the warehouse? Call it your girl.
If you trying to get on the marketing team, you trying to get on the payroll. Come on now, stop playing. You know, we give you a dollar for every new listener. I can deal with that.
I can manage that. 50 cent. What's up?
Yeah, you know what it is. All right,
y'all. Yeah, we'll holler. Until next time.